Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We are under a month away from the 2019 NFL Draft, and as always, we've been bringing you players each and every day across from big school to small school. We always like to say, you got to be the best to get paid in full. And one of the young men on their path toward that next level is Malik Jackson. He played at Florida State and Bethune-Cookman, and he's kind enough to take some time. He said he was golfing with his father earlier today. So that's a pretty good start to your day, Malik, and hopefully the day continues to trend in that positive way. But for you, can you believe your time at the collegiate level has kind of come and gone, and now you're focusing on the National Football League?
I actually can't believe it. It went by so fast, and I enjoyed every bit of it. But now it's time for me to prepare for the next level.
I mean, growing up, were you always the kid that was just the better athlete out? You know, whatever sport you played, were you the better one?
I mean, I was like, I can say like I was the more focused one, like with focusing on my grades and stuff. But it was a lot of more people that grew up with me that was like more talented or whatever. But, you know, like, I'm the one that stood out the most, and I just kept my head, and I stayed focused, and achieved my goal so far.
And you have, and it's awesome. Now, kind of take us through this. So I'm sure you probably played, you know, different positions growing up, Pop Warner, elementary, high school level. How did you kind of start trending to the position that you're at now?
Well, actually, pretty much my whole life I've been a quarterback and a wide receiver. I was just going back and forth. But my college coach, he seen something in me, and he wanted to turn me into a defensive back when I got to Florida State. So I started out at defensive back for 3 years, and then my last year I wanted to switch up and move to wide receiver. And that's when I just made that transition or whatever, and I went to Bethune, and I played wide receiver. But now I'm switching back to defensive back because my agent, he said I have a better – chance of making it at a defensive back at the next level.
Nice. But hey, man, that's a terrific thing to have in your back pocket is, coaches want to maximize as much talent as they can. And if in a pinch, I think we all think of Troy Brown and, Bill Belichick and, just kind of, flipping roles. Now, over the past few months, so your agent said, what he hears best is for the DB role. I'm curious, how many schools were looking at you? Was anyone else looking at you coming out of high school as, as a receiver? As a DB, or was this just kind of Florida State?
Yes, I had a couple. I had Cincinnati. I had Arkansas. I had, smaller schools like Kennesaw State. I had a list probably about five schools that wanted me as a defensive back. And I also had some that want me at a quarterback position, but I don't know. I just fell in love with Florida State at the time, and that's what I went with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of probably hard not to fall in love with Florida State. I mean, one of the recognizable programs in the nation. So I could see how being a Seminole is something you definitely want to put on your resume. Once again, Malik Jackson, the standout, versatile DB wide receiver here on the C2P, breaking things down. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we will always post their draft bio page at collegeandpro.com. We like to say it's going to be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this young man as we are under a month away before the 2019 NFL Draft. We always ask this, you know, of all our guests when they come on the program. I mean, if you're in that film room, you're with these NFL evaluators, these scouts. I mean, what are they going to love about what you bring to that DB position, Malik? I mean, what are those hallmark qualities they're going to fall in love with?
My field skills, my smartness, my aggressiveness, my ability to like move around and quick sudden changes, and, you know, just the way I move around. They love it, everything
right.
about
me. Let me ask you,
how about this one? We just asked this to promote your. I mean, what won't they see? Could be the defensive system you ran. Obviously, you did, you know, receiver with the Wildcats, at Bethune-Cookman. But what goes unnoticed? Could be team captain,
weight room warrior. I love to finish plays. That's what they won't see me doing, like not finishing plays. I love to finish plays. I love running to the ball. I'm just a hard worker overall. So you'll never see me give up.
And
that's all I can say.
Nice. Now with the Seminoles, what kind of defense were you usually in? I mean, were you guys more man, press? I mean, kind of zone? I mean, what kind on a typical Saturday, what were you playing?
Go ahead.
We play everything from cover one to cover eight, to be honest.
Pretty.
Play some off man, some press man, some zone coverage, some trap. We play some everything.
Do you feel more comfortable at any one of them? I mean, if you could go to a defense,
I think I feel more comfortable pressed up and man, because I can put my hands on you and I can run with you. I can stop with you if you're trying to stop and come inside of me. I can cut you off. So I feel more comfortable in press man, I believe.
Nice. Now, Malik, when we get the defensive backs on the show, we always like to kind of go this route. It's 3rd and 8. I've been chatting all game at you. How are you going to kind of come back at me? Are you going to chat back, or are you just going to kind of remain quiet?
I'm the type of guy that's going to chat back. My mom, she always see me on the field, like, making comments to other players and stuff, and that's what I'm good at. I love taking off your game. Yeah, I'm going to chat back, definitely. I get my mouth on daddy.
Excellent stuff. And let me ask you this. Was there any chatter between you and your father when you guys were golfing today?
Definitely. Definitely. We was about to start doing some style bets. That's where the competition come out at when the money start talking.
I love it. Once again, Malik Jackson here on the C2P, finding out a little bit more about what makes this young man tick and why he is on that NFL radar of this 2019 draft season. Do you get comparisons? Is there anybody at the next level that you kind of say, hey, you know, the way this guy does it is kind of similar to the way I want to do it?
I would say me and Jalen Ramsey. I say we kind of have, like, the same body type. We have, like, long legs, long arms, and we kind of fast. We got, like, the same speed. And he likes to talk trash.
And
I like to talk trash.
And, but I think and where did he go to school?
He went to
I'm joking, but we all know where he went to school. Yeah, we know. I'm just saying we all know where he went to school, too.
Another Seminole,
another Seminole.
Yes, P.J. Williams, Darby, Ronald Darby, all those guys.
Yeah, it's a strong core, especially, like I said, you guys do a nice job of recruiting and developing guys to get to this next level. Malik, let me ask you this question. Have you been training anywhere? I'm getting, for pro day and everything that went with being in your position. I mean, how did you take on these last few months?
Yes, I've been training down in Deltona with a guy named Les Hewitt. He has this company called Feline 4, and that's who I've been working with for these past 2 months. He's been getting me right.
What's the biggest change you've seen since you start going down there?
The biggest change, really, when I was in college, my weight, I could only get to like 175. But since I've been working with Coach Les and Coach Hartsfield, I put on weight, and now I'm at 190. Still running a 4.35.
And still got that fluid?
Yes, I still got it. Yeah.
Right. Now, are you looking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing yourself all bulked up and, bulked up?
Oh, yeah. I always been the type of guy to look in the mirror.
That's part of it, man. As you look, under a month away, peaks and valleys, has it kind of been a roller coaster? Are there days where you feel like, hey, man, this is right on the grasp of my hand, or are there other days where you seem it's like so far away? What's the mindset on a day-to-day basis in your position?
It's both. Some days I feel like I'm there, and some days I feel like I'm going backwards. But for the most part, I feel like I'm moving forward. Like, I'm always keeping a positive mindset for my parents. They stand in my ear about it. But whatever happens, happens. That's how I feel. Everything is in God's hands right now.
Yeah, it is. And another
and
month
I know my
away,
parents,
you got to
always
be an exciting
back me up.
Time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you got to have them. Hey, that's what they're there for, man. And you'll lean on them. I think it's kind of funny. As my kids get older, I think the older you get, the more you actually lean on your parents. And it kind of seems
far-fetched.
You think once you're grown up, you're like, what do I need my mom and dad for? But I think, because then real decisions happen. And obviously you're going to learn that. And I'm learning it myself. Malik, have you had any contact? Has your agent had any feedback from teams? Have you heard anything in terms of, interest?
Right now, my agent, he's working on getting me into the Steelers Pro Day, Jacksonville Jaguars Pro Day, and I believe Tampa Bay. And the Steelers, they're showing some interest. I talked to one of the scouts.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. That's excellent. I'll have to – I cover the Steelers, so that's a great plug for us that we get to
say. Oh,
yeah.
That's
that we
better.
Had a guy that's there
that's
interested.
Even better. You can put my name on
it. Is. I am. I'm gonna plug the heck out of it. Trust me, man. That's excellent stuff. Now, that's good. Now, for me, and this is, give a little love back, I guess, to Florida State, Air Bethune-Cookman. Any young man in your position it's gonna be in your position. How would you just say, why these guys should look at those schools?
Can you repeat that? It was kind of breaking up. My bad.
I'm sorry. In terms of, Florida State and Bethune-Cookman, you were there. All the young guys that may be looking at those schools, any love for either one of those schools and why kids should go there?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be kind of up to their decision and how they feel. Like, I know for me, once I went to Florida State, I was comfortable. I felt at home. Or whatever, and then when I went to Bethune, I felt even more comfortable because it was a smaller school, and I had built these connections and these friendships or whatever with the other people on campus and on my team, because it was such a smaller school, and I just felt comfortable overall. But for anybody that's listening and that's trying to go to college or thinking about going to college and playing sports, just go where you feel most comfortable at.
Amen.
And where you can build
terrific,
friendships
terrifically
and relationships.
Said.
Yes.
Definitely. Malik, man, you've been terrific. I cannot believe we're almost out of time. These shows go so quick. But before we let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun with you guys. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
All right. Now, how about this one? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
Better dancer.
A better dancer? All right. Are you a better dancer or a better singer?
Better singer.
All right. How about this one? A month away, draft day. I don't know how you plan on spending it. You may be with family or friends. Who in your family cooks the best meal, and what meal are you going to want to see prepared as a celebratory, celebration meal for, draft weekend?
I would say my dad. He's a chef. He can do it all. Cook cakes, cook regular food, anything. And I want to see some field peas, some rice, some chew steak with gravy, brown gravy, and some bread. That's my favorite meal.
Nice, man. Definitely. Well, I tell you what, if he cooks all that, you're going to probably be weighing 195 when you enter camp instead of 190.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And excellent. And the Malik. We've been asking this question for over a decade. We always tally up the names right before the draft and we announce the winner, who got the most votes. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh. I'd have to steal Kim Kardashian from Kanye West, but she's not going back after she leaves me.
Malik, you've been terrific, man. That's a great answer. I love it.
I love it, man. No, you've been fantastic. Awesome stuff, man. Hey, we almost out of time, but we want to just, you know, anything, man. Hey, we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and, you know, best of luck moving forward. We can't wait to find out where you land.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you. Once again, that is Malik Jack. Get Malik Jackson here on the CQP. And you got to love what this young kid brings to the table. A lot of versatility. And the one thing that stuck with me right off the top of the show, when we asked him if he was a better athlete growing up, he said he was a more focused athlete. And from our perspective, we've done a lot of these shows. I mean, thousands of these shows. And I've never heard a guy saying that he was just a little bit more focused. And then when we talked about what he was bringing to the table at this level, he talked about smartness. And we all know they're athletic. We all know they have exceptional traits of athleticism, but I love how we just talk about being focused and kind of the IQ part of the game. I think that's going to go a long way in helping him. And obviously we know his versatility. If you've seen the kid play, you've seen his highlights, his tape, you know, he brings a plethora of qualities. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.